Day when there's a woman in the family who's getting close to 30 years old, it becomes a kind of disturbance for the family. Now, when she passes the age of 30, it turns into a crisis, especially for mothers and aunts. You can see in their looks and their behavior that there's a fear that the woman will remain in the family and won't be able to get married. Now, it's not really important what the woman herself thinks about this matter. Maybe the poor thing is happily living her life and isn't really worried about this matter. But just try to make the concerned aunts understand it. It's impossible to be able to do so. For example, Aunt Mabube had been concerned for some time about Shadi getting older and out of sight from all of us. Especially Shadi was doing everything she could in order to be able to quickly put Shadi's hand in the hand of a man on a white horse and make her happy. I had become aware of her concern and efforts to some extent, and that's the reason why I asked her about it. I just don't get it. Why don't you get married yourself?
Me?
Hmm.
I have no intention of getting married.
Oh, well, if that's what you think about marriage, then why are you trying so hard to find a husband for Shadi then, hmm?
It's because in a few years when they ask Shadi why she doesn't get married, I don't want her to say that she has no intention of getting married. Look, you know, the older people become, the pickier they become. Everything just becomes more difficult.
Aunt is right. Marriage is one of those things that has to happen at the appropriate time, whether you're a man or a woman, because when a person gets older, they become pickier and more difficult to please.
How old is he, Alhelm? Uh-huh. No, is he a good man? Is he a decent person? Uh-huh. How's the way he looks? No, I mean, I'm just saying that he should suit Al-Shadi. Shadi's an angel. She's a really great girl. All right. When? Tonight? No, well, I'm just saying I wish me or Shadi could have seen him beforehand, huh? All right, no. That's right, you're coming yourself, huh? Well, just come. Well, it's better that way. Yes, no, I know. No, it's right. No, your father's more urgent. I hope he gets better soon. All right, then. Then all right. So tonight, all right. No, good. Goodbye for now.
Are you saying tonight?
Mm-hmm. I kept trying to change it, but it didn't happen.
But, Aunt, it just won't work. We don't have the time.
I know, but, well, we don't have a choice. I figured it's a good deed and we shouldn't come up with ifs and buts. You know, the guy might be a good candidate, and if something came up and it didn't happen, it would be a shame.
Has the guy even seen Shadi yet?
Yes, it seems so. He's even been keeping an eye on her for some time. Alhelm knows all about it.
I don't know. If we tell Shadi, she'll get angry again.
Why should she get angry?
Just a few days ago, she said, why does Aunt insist so much on finding a husband for me? Well, if it's supposed to happen, it'll happen on its own and I'll get married. She's right. How did I get married? We saw each other at university a few times, you know, and then we got married. And that was it.
Yes, your first year at university. She'll be getting her degree in 2 semesters. If it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. Afterwards, she'll come and stay at home and she won't see anyone anymore.
Why would she stay at home? She'll go and get a job. Aunt, could you please unplug that?
You're too optimistic. What job? There's all these graduates out there who are out of work, and in the field of sociology, there are no jobs at all.
Sociology isn't a bad field of study, Aunt. Don't say that. Don't say those things.
Oh, all right. It's only good for bragging. I don't care about any of these things at all. Look, We won't tell Shadi that the suitor was introduced by me. We'll say he's one of your acquaintances.
Oh. Well, what difference does it make? She's still going to get upset.
No, she won't get upset. She'll actually be very happy. She'll say that her useless and worthless sister has finally realized she has a sister.
I'm useless, you
Aren't
say.
Aren't you? Have you ever done anything for her to get married?
Really?
Have you thought about it?
Aren't, is that how being useful is determined?
Well, it's one of those signs of being useful. She'll be really happy. For a long time, everyone thought that cucumbers were useless. It wasn't considered a fruit or a vegetable. But now they realized it's got a lot of nutrients.
So I'm supposed to play the role of a cucumber, right?
With that scarf you're wearing, it would really suit you.
Really?
After
wow.
all, you'll be of some use to Shadi.
If she gets angry, I'm going to back out and give you away, okay?
All right. If she gets angry, give me away. But don't say it all of a sudden. Prepare the groundwork first, all right?
All right, fine.
Get going already. She's in a rush now.
Right,
and
I'm
she'll
going.
Leave.
I'm going. Shadi, you know, if you're in a rush, you want me to iron the scarf, you can take care of the rest of your work then.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh.
I'm preparing the groundwork.
There's no need for preparing the groundwork.
Well,
get going, she's going to leave.
And then I'll
She'll leave.
Right, all right, all right.
Hurry up.
I'm going.
Did you finish?
What?
Ironing.
No, it's finished. Where are you going in such a rush right now?
I'm going to the water and fire park with the girls.
Oh, that's great.
Shiva, could you do this for me so I can go and polish my shoes?
Yes, okay. What should I do? Let me go and do this first and then I'll...
Shiva, why don't you tell Shadi what you want to talk to her about?
What is it? What do you want to say, Shiva?
Look, Shadi dear, you know me. You know that I don't like to interfere in people's lives, even if it's my sister. I mean, if she asks me, I'll do anything for her. But, well, I won't do anything for her of my own accord. It's just that,
Are you giving me advice right now? Say what you want to say.
All right, look, Shadi dear, look, I know that it's still not too late for you to get married. You've got a lot of suitors, and it's possible for you to have more suitors in the future, and some might come and tell you directly, you know. Some suitors might come and
get
look
out of
for
here.
You.
And Shadi, your sister's found a really good suitor for you.
No way. Good job. Good for you, Shiva.
Are you happy right now?
I'm mostly in shock.
Well, what does that mean? Why are you in shock?
Shiva, if it were you, wouldn't you be shocked? You've never once talked to me about marriage, and then you've gone and found a suitor for me. So, when are they supposed to come?
Tonight.
Oh, what's that mean? Don't you want to get ready?
Well, don't you have plans with your friends?
That's not important. I'll call and tell them something's come up.
Sometimes in knowing the people around us, especially our family members, we're really something else. And then we think we know so much and we analyze everyone.
This is when they say that a cucumber's finally become a fruit, especially with that green scarf of yours.
People are really complicated. I was expecting Shadi to get angry about it. We all got busy and started cleaning the house. Shadi's actions and behavior were really strange to me, because every time Aunt brought up the subject of marriage and suitors, she'd nag to me behind Aunt's back. But this time, my stepping forward seemed to be enjoyable for her. Well, it's her own fault. She'd nagged me so much that I was completely scared of doing something for her in this regard.
Ah!
Thank you
well.
Very much.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello to the bride.
You've tired yourself out, Aunt.
No, you're the one that's tired. You did all
there
the
you
hard
are.
Work. Thank you very much. Thank
oh,
you.
What
Hope
a girl.
You enjoy.
Tea.
Well.
Thank you very much.
You're so lucky. Now, if I had told her about it, she'd be pouting and frowning. She's happy
no
because
way.
You're the one
no.
that said it.
Yes. Hello, who is this?
I wonder who it is.
Yes. You are? Yes, one second.
Who is it?
Aunt, there's a man who wants to talk to
What's
you.
What's his name?
He said Omid Rocafruz.
Oh. Oh.
Hello, I hope you're well.
Hello. Are you well?
Fine. Thank you, how are you?
I'm good too. When did you come back?
It's been about 2 months. I'm sorry for coming so late. This is for you.
Thank you very much. Come inside. Come inside.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Let me make the introductions. Mr. Omid Rocafruz, and this is...
Allow me to try and guess who they are. You must be Shiva, and you are Shadi, am I right?
Yes,
pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
Aunt, would you like to introduce Omid to us? It's really funny that he knows us, but we don't know who he is, you know?
Allow me to introduce myself, Mother Dear.
Oh.
I said it intentionally. It wasn't a mistake at all, Mother.
Oh, that's good then. I thought that you made a mistake and I was about to get upset.
No, no way, no way. I said it intentionally, Mother Dear.
Aunt? Mother Dear? Go ahead and introduce yourself, Omid Dear.
Well, but it's not right like this. I'm not comfortable having you stand on your feet. Wouldn't it be better if we sat down and I could introduce myself?
No, we're comfortable.
He's making a snide remark. He means we should offer to let him sit down. Go ahead.
Yes, please sit down.
I should tell you that the Honourable Lady, Mabube Javambanksh, your dear aunt, is in reality my mother, or would it be better for me to say, she's my spiritual mother. What I'm doing right now is in reality throwing myself on a landmine, because Mother never wanted and still doesn't want anyone to find out about this secret.
And you really cared about that a lot.
Well, I figured for once I should do something to my own advantage. Where in the world have you seen a son being forced to deny he has a mother, or to have to go through so much trouble in order to see her? I said it like this so that I could easily come and see you whenever I could. Am I wrong?
We still don't understand what you're saying. Why is Aunt your spiritual mother?
All right, allow me to explain. Omid Rocafruz, without a mother and without a father, without anyone in this world, all alone by himself, grew up in several different cities in Iran, and I've gone through a lot of hard times. I don't even know where I was born. Instead of a place of birth, I have a place of discovery, which was outside of Masjid. I lived a very difficult life until at one point in time when the course of my life changed. I went to university and I studied mathematics, where I got the third highest score on my postgraduate entrance exam. And I went to an economics university, and now I've got my PhD in economics from Mannheim University in Germany, and I'm sitting in front of you with my spiritual mother.
What a successful person. Yes. Good for you.
Good for you. Really, how were you able to become so successful?
I owe all of this to a guardian angel who took on the responsibility for all my living and educational costs since I was 15 years old.
No, you owe all of this to your own hard work and high intelligence. Aunt, are you the guardian angel?
You did what you wanted to.
I'm sorry. But yes, she is the guardian angel, and I owe everything that I have to her caring and loving motherly kindness. I hope that I'll be able to make you proud of me in the future.
It was difficult for us to believe. For 14 years, Aunt was Omid's guardian and financial sponsor, but she'd never said anything to anyone about it. How can a person be so secretive and magnanimous? For her to be able to keep such a great thing a secret for so many years. All of a sudden, I started to think about people who would make a huge deal about the smallest charitable acts that they'd performed. And I recalled a memory which made me feel ashamed to remember. What would have happened if you'd let me help that young man? It wouldn't have been a big deal for us to give 10,000
kumas. Oh, come on, I told you. I've seen that guy 1,000 times asking for money to go back to his hometown, eh?
No, Aunt, those are excuses. You don't have the heart to help anyone.
Why would you say such a thing?
Well, it's because a few days ago, I went to help that girl that sowed fortunes and you did not let
me. It's because the money wouldn't have gone to her. It would have gone to the one that was forcing her to do it. They're not in need of money.
Really? Well, if they didn't need it, the person wouldn't go and swallow his pride and hold his hand out for you to give 10,000
tomas. Yes, it's possible that he would. It's possible he doesn't have any self-respect. He's gotten used to easy
money. I'm sorry, but you're starting to become like Uncle Mansour. He's so rich and he's not willing to give 1,000 tomas to help a person out. And then he sits in front of you and gives philosophical justifications.
Thank you very much, really.
Please forgive me, Aunt.
Why?
Nothing, no reason.
All right. Shiva, you went to a lot of...
Thank you very much.
What trouble.
Why
should
we
have made a mess in your house? Anyway, what could be better than to have such a precious guest over?
Thank you very much, Shiva,
really?
Dear. Really? Really good for you, young man. Listen, Aunt, how do you feel about this son that you've produced for society?
I'm happy about it, but you calling him my son doesn't give me a really good feeling.
It makes her feel old.
Well, what then? He's only 16 years younger than me.
That's fine. My grandmother was only 16 years older than my dad.
There you go. Listen to that. They'll be putting me in a retirement home now.
Mother, dear, imagine if someone dared to do such a thing.
I mean, imagine if I ever said anything bad about Aunt.
Oh, God forbid, Doctor. What I meant was I only have one mother and she'll be precious to me for the rest of my life.
That's very kind of you.
Listen, Doctor.
Yes?
Since you have a PhD in economics, can I ask you a simple question?
Yes. If it's simple, then yes, you can ask.
How can you prevent inflation?
I thank you for your very simple question, but in order to answer it, you'd have to study for several semesters at university.
Saram, are you giving him a finals exam? I mean, I thought you were going to ask if it's better to save your money in a bank or in a piggy bank.
Well, the answer to that is really easy. Neither one. The best way to increase money is production and trade.
Huh. Yes.
Good job.
You go and break open your piggy bank. While I ask the doctor some more specialized questions.
The truth is, there's a simple way which can be said in one sentence. If the increase in wages is equal to the increase in the rate of economic return, then you can prevent inflation.
As simple as that? Well, then why don't they prevent it then if it's so simple?
Well, in your opinion, do you know what it's like? It's like if you asked how you're supposed to treat a patient who has heart problems or their arteries are clogged. If you ask the doctor such a question, then the doctor will say it's very simple. You just need to perform a surgery. But is it really that simple? Can you or I perform a surgery? I mean, is it really that simple?
Oh, Saram, did you get that, huh? Good for you, good for you. You should be applauded, doctor. Shiva, dear, did you hear the example the doctor gave, huh?
Yes.
Good for you.
He gave a really good example.
By the way, isn't Shadi joining us?
Shadi was busy.
A suitor is supposed to come over tonight for her, so she's busy taking care of her work.
Oh? Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Didn't Shadi say not to say anything?
Yes, I said it intentionally.
Oh.
It's because, look, I get the sense that Omid has some feelings for Shadi, you know.
Oh, how come?
I don't know. It seemed to me he was looking at her in a strange
way. Why didn't I notice it? You want me to ask him?
No. It wouldn't be right, Aunt. Then Shadi will get angry and she'll say that we keep looking for husbands.
No way. Don't worry about her.
I really don't understand. Why did you hide him from us all these years? What were you thinking?
No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't as if I was hiding him. Look, it's hard to explain. It's as if all of a sudden...
But why?
Is it good? Does it look good on
yes,
me?
Yes, fine.
Yes,
it's good
really
on
good.
You.
Look, it's
why?
Just that...
Out of the four that I wore, which one of them was better?
All of them
good.
Are better.
But I think the orange one. Let me go wear it again.
Hasn't her self-confidence come down a little bit?
A little bit? She's a wreck. Her hands are shaking. What
don't
if she
worry.
Makes a mess?
You don't need to worry. A few years ago, she had a suitor and she was flustered and then everything went ahead wonderfully. Shadi knows well what to do in these things.
Really? What did she do?
She went in her room and didn't come out. And the suitor got offended and left.
Oh, you really put my mind at ease. I'm really not worried anymore.
No, what I meant was, for example, for her to make a mess or for her to embarrass us, then none of that. Nothing will happen because nothing's going to happen. I promise you.
Well, people come for something to happen, for a marriage to
no,
take
what
shape.
I meant is, for example, for her to do something bad or... For example, for her to spill her tea on the soup.
Uh-huh, I see.
Or for example, for her to forget how to talk.
Well, she doesn't do those things.
To say something irrelevant.
I know, no.
Now, what
I know
we
what
do?
To do. I know the way. Mm. So what were you saying?
Aunt, how old was Omid when you found him? Where did you find him?
I'll tell you about it
now. Check this out.
Hit it.
Barzad.
That's good.
Barzad.
Yeah.
Barzad.
Yeah, me. Let
Barzad.
Me go. Me.
Barzad.
Me. Let me go. Me. Let me hit it. Me next.
Gentlemen.
Barzad, one, two.
Gentlemen, excuse me for interrupting your game, but I need to talk to Omid.
What is it, Mother
Omid,
dear?
Come here.
Sharam, you'll have to take them on by yourself.
No.
I'll take you both
Sharam.
On by myself.
No, Barzad.
I'll just go out. It makes no difference.
Man,
yeah, you hit the ball.
You hit the ball. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Let's see what he's going to do.
Go ahead, man.
What do you mean she's lost herself? Does she have a history of it, or did it just happen today?
No, she has a history of it. The poor thing, her self-esteem is really low. I figured since you've got a lot of confidence, why don't you talk to her?
But I don't know. She doesn't seem to be a shy person,
well, she
or...
is.
She'd just have low self-esteem anyhow in such a small amount of time. What can I do?
You can do it. Just talk to her.
But in your opinion, is this the right thing?
It's right. Anyhow, it's not going to hurt. Who knows? Maybe this was the reason that you came. Otherwise, after all this time, why would you come on exactly the same day her suitor's coming
yes,
for her?
Yes, there's a reason for my coming here, but the reason is something else. The reason is that I've come here in order to ask you as my mother to go for a proposal ceremony for me.
What?
A proposal ceremony.
Proposal ceremony?
I know, maybe it's expecting too much, but after all, I don't have anyone else to ask besides you.
No, not at all. What do you mean, expecting too much? I'd be very happy to, but you really want to get married?
Yes, of course. With your permission, of course.
Not at all. There's no need for you to get my permission, so who's the lucky girl?
She's not a stranger, you know
really?
Her.
Who is
yes.
it? Tell me already.
It's Shadi.
Oh, Shadi.
Yes, you're Shadi.
Shadi.
Did you get upset?
No. I didn't get upset. In fact, I'd realized you liked her, but, look, I don't think it's right. After only having seen someone for a few hours to make a decision about getting married. Anyway, it's not my place to,
Mother, it's not just after a few hours. I'll explain it to you.
Look, Omid, a suitor is supposed to come over for Shadi tonight.
I know, it's me.
What? It's you?
The suitor that's supposed to come over, it's me.
No, besides you, there's supposed to be another suitor coming over tonight.
I understand what you're saying. The suitor that's supposed to come over tonight, I mean the suitor that Mrs. Farahani said is supposed to come over tonight, well, that's me.
Ilham was talking about you.
I'll explain.
You definitely have to explain. Come inside and tell me what the story is. Come inside. Tell me what the story is. Go on. What's the story of this cat-and-mouse game you and Ilham have been playing with me?
Well, I tell you, it's all Mrs. Farahani's fault. She got me involved in something she'd started herself. It wasn't supposed to be like this.
Sit down.
Yes.
How was it supposed to be? What happened that it happened like this? Where did you see Shadi? Tell me from the beginning.
I'll explain it all to you. Look, a month ago when I came back to Iran, I wanted to come and see you, of course, in a way that you wouldn't know so I could surprise you. Then, when I came and waited outside the house... And the door opened, and Shadi came out of the house with you. As soon as I saw Shadi, and I didn't even know what the relation she had to you was, but I had a strange feeling. I was dumbstruck. I wanted to step forward, but I wasn't able to do it. Of course, even if I hadn't felt that way, I still wouldn't have, in order to be able to maintain your secret. Anyway, that day, I felt really strange. I turned around, and I went back home. I went to see... Mrs. Farahani once or twice, and you had come there, and I saw you there with Shadi, but I hid somewhere so that you couldn't see me, and then I asked Mrs. Farahani, and she said that Shadi is your niece, and then...
This happened a month ago, and you didn't say anything to me. You even changed your mind about coming to see me. Why?
Oh, for goodness sake, don't ask me that, because I've been thinking about this matter every day and I haven't been able to come up with a proper answer. I mean, I have, but it's really stupid. I know it's stupid, but please don't get upset. I thought to myself that if I want to step forward and ask to marry your niece, then I'd be taking advantage of you. And as it is, you've already been such a great mother to me.
I don't understand you. I really don't understand what you're saying at all.
I know, I told you that it was stupid.
You mean you thought that I'd be upset that you wanted to marry my niece, is that it?
No, I didn't want to put you in a difficult situation. Mother, I've had two previous experiences of being a suitor, and both times, because of the reason that you can probably guess for yourself, they weren't willing to give their daughter to me. Look, I don't find fault with them at all, and I'm not upset either. It's because everyone wants to marry a person who has a family, who comes from a proper family, who has people in their life. There's no reason at all for me to be upset with them.
I'm surprised at you, Omid. I'm really surprised. You're the one that teaches everyone else how to deal with problems, and then you...
Well, I wanted to bypass this fear and see what the situation was like.
To see what the situation is like?
That's right. To see what the score is. To see if your family would accept me. Or if, just like all the other families, they were sensitive about my circumstances, then I wouldn't put you in a difficult situation and somehow cancel the whole story with the proposal ceremony if there's no hope. But it seems as though the situation isn't bad, because up until now, none of them have asked me anything about my past. They're Javan Bakhsht, after all. That's how they are. Of course, if you say no, then I'll leave right now.
What am I to do with you? Do you want to go to the proposal ceremony looking like this?
No. My suit is at the hotel. Should I go and get it?
You need to get a haircut, too.
Definitely. It's just Shadi. What should we do about Shadi? What if Shadi goes in a room and closes the door and doesn't come out? How about if I go in and talk to her and prepare her for...
No, that's not necessary. I'll go and tell them everything myself.
No, don't do that. It won't be exciting that way anymore. Anyhow, let me try to make her like me, to create a place in her heart for myself. Anyhow, I'll do something for them to forget that I don't have anyone.
Don't you ever say that again. It's not even nice to joke about. You're not without anyone. You have a mother standing behind you as strong as a mountain.
Just like in the past, when you've always been behind me as strong as a mountain.
Oh, it makes no difference.
Oh,
here you are.
I'll try to take the trouble.
I hope you enjoy the tea.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take some sugar cubes.
Thank you very much. So, what causes this problem to come up? I mean, what is it about the proposal ceremony that bothers you?
I don't know what to say. You know, actually, I wasn't like this in the past, but it's been some time that I feel as though I have stress. I have anxiety. What can I say?
I understand. But did you know that guys have more stress?
Well, yes. The guy has made his selection, and what's important to him is getting a positive result.
Well, if you know that, then why do you have stress? The guy has made his selection, but you're the one that gets to make the decision. Look, I mean, he's made a request, and he's waiting to get an answer on his request, and in the same way, it's like economics. They always say demand is always more important than supply. And in my opinion, at the proposal ceremony, the one making the decisions is the lady in question. So instead of being stressed out, it would be better if you enjoyed being the one making the decisions tonight, I think. In order to enjoy it, think of your suitor as a good-for-nothing who's come to beg for you.
Thank you very much. So is that how my suitor's supposed to be?
No, that's not what I meant at all. Your suitor is probably a handsome, educated, very well-mannered, very classy, and very well-known person. But what's important is that he's chosen you, that's all.
You know what's always hard for me? That moment when I'm supposed to sit down and talk with the suitor so we can get to know each other better. I'd like to tell him all of my hopes and desires, but I don't know why when I come face to face with him I can't do it. I just listen. I even said no to two of my suitors because of that reason. I'm really conflicted. I don't know if I'll be able to talk tonight or not, either.
And what do you think causes you to not be able to talk?
I don't know exactly what it is. It's as though I feel embarrassed. I become overly considerate. I'm worried the things I say would insult the person, that I'd say something that he doesn't like. I really don't know what it is. It's just that I get confused. I become quiet and I get really angry at myself.
Well, a little bit of it is natural, but I think it's the last one that's affecting you the most. You're worried that the things you say would insult the person.
Yeah, it's mostly that.
So let him get insulted. It's not important at all. You're going to be living the rest of your life with the person. If the things you say during the first meeting, the things you want, are going to insult him, then it's better if he just gets up and leaves. What's important is you and the things you want. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Now drink your tea before it gets cold.
Goodbye. Aunt, they'll be here in an hour. It'll be bad if you're not here. Don't be late, all right?
No, we'll get here before then.
Okay, goodbye.
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 If you'll excuse me for now.
Take care. Goodbye. Don't eat, Sherlock.
Why haven't they come
yet? Don't eat. I don't know. Oh, that's for the guests. Oh, no.
They're here.
Oh, they're here.
Now, don't get flustered.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's Aunt.
Aunt has a key.
Well,
look what you've done to this.
Oh, she's right. She's right.
Let me give Aunt a call and see where she is.
Give her a call. Now we're going to have to open the door so that they can come inside.
Aunt
and them. Come
on,
I'll open it. I'll open the door myself. I'll open it myself.
Stop it. I told you not to touch it.
Aunt isn't answering.
What should we do?
Who is it?
Hello?
Oh, Aunt, it's you. Good thing you're here. They haven't come yet. Come inside.
It's Aunt. Why did she ring the doorbell?
She must have left her key behind. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you're all dressed up. Aunt, why did you buy pastries? Fazad already bought pastries.
No, these pastries are different from those pastries. Here you are. Excuse me. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Why did you buy pastries? I'd already bought some.
No, it seems these pastries are different from those.
Oh, yes, as Omid's mother, I've come to ask for Shadi's hand in marriage. Of course, I just found out who the suitor is a few hours ago, but I'm telling you right now, I'm not in the mood to hear no.
You seem to be a bit stressed.
No, it's just the way you're looking at me. Thank goodness it seems as if your stress is gone.
Yes, because I had a good teacher.
Thank you. Do you want us to start?
Yes, but let me start first. Well, you've already started and introduced yourself.
Yes, I had already introduced myself before, so go ahead.
Look, in order to get married, I have some conditions and I'm very strict about it. I won't get married until all my conditions have been met.
Well, absolutely, you're right.
Anyhow, my teacher had really insisted that I shouldn't back down at all, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yes. Well, it appears that you were a good student and completely learned in your lessons. Just my bad luck.
Just your bad luck?
What's that? No, what I meant was my good luck.
For a second, I thought you might be upset that I want to talk.
No, not at all. In fact, I'm very happy.
Well, then you're going to be even happier.
Yes.
First of all, I don't like for my future husband to pull a fast one on people. For example, the day that he's going for the proposal ceremony, for him to go there from the morning and try to make himself look good.
No, you can be sure that if I'm going to go for a proposal ceremony, I'll arrange it with you first. Whatever you say, whatever you order, that's exactly what I'll do. Well, that's for that. So what's the next item?
Well, since I was afraid I wouldn't be able to talk, I've written some things down to remember.
Yes. I can see it from the back of the paper. You've also numbered them nice and orderly. It's obvious that there's only a small number of them.
Yes, 37 items. 1. I'll determine what the marriage portion will be. 2. I've always wanted to have a very large and elaborate wedding.
Yes.
3. You'll have to give me the right to divorce.
Of course.
And 4 is... well, I don't know what to say.
I'll read the rest of them for myself.
Yeah, read them yourself.
If it's not too much trouble.
The darling bride.
It just happened like that, I swear. So is it yes?
The truth is, Omid is supposed to go and think about it and then give his answer.
How come? Did something happen, Omid?
Well, Shadi has a few conditions, 37 of them to be exact, and I'll have to come up with 10 or 15 of them before the marriage. Yes, it's not a matter of having to think about it. I have to see if I'm capable of doing them or not.
Shadi, what conditions have you placed?
Well, I'll tell you about it later.
37 items?
No, I deleted 2 or 3 of them so that Omid won't think that I'm a difficult girl to get along with.
I'm very grateful.
Wouldn't it have been better if they stayed in the room and hadn't come out at all?
Yes.
37 times.
Oh.
I really like people who don't sing their own praises out loud. We have a relative, and all that it takes is for him to help someone in need on the street and give them 1,000 in cash. He'll make us miserable. He describes it in a way as though all by himself he's managed to wipe out poverty from the face of the earth.
A person's essence is truly what they're made of. A person's ancestors and family are important. They're necessary, but they're not sufficient. I know of a lot of noble families whose children sometimes turn out to be crooked and unworthy. What really matters is a person's essence and nature.
The fact that you're not willing to do something doesn't mean that you're not able to. That's what they call having boundaries. Boundaries that you've come up with for yourself, and the foundation of them come from your family. A person that has boundaries has nobility. Nobility isn't something you can buy, or something you can pretend to have, or something you can attain through appearances. Nobility means you don't want to betray anyone. You don't want to break anyone's heart. You don't want to be two-faced. You don't want to play with other people. That's not being incapable. It's called being noble.
The next day, Shadi talked with Omid, and she told him that all of these strange conditions that she'd come up with was just a joke, as a response to the show that Omid had put
on. Take very good care of yourself. Call me when you get to Germany.
Then just prepare yourself to come and stay with me once your visa's ready.
Not willing.
Goodbye. Take care of yourself.
Omid is one of those people that should be commended. Nobility has nothing to do with being so-and-so's son or daughter, or having well-known and famous uncles, or having a big family and a lot of relatives. We have plenty of bad people who have the name of dignified families written in their birth certificates. But not only are they not beneficial to the world, they're even the cause of shame for their parents and relatives. Nobility is within a person's being. A person's essence is what creates nobility. There are a lot of descriptions for nobility in terms of philosophy, legality, and sociology. But the best descriptions of nobility that exist is the definition and theoretical description of it, which says that a person's nobility is confirmed when that person has a positive effect on their society.
شب تو برگه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدیم تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری باید تو رو پیدا کنم تغییر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برگه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون رو به هم زدیم تا اون
Oh, oh.